You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. After 8 years on the job, the head of Lewis Clark State College stepped down in June. Dr. Cynthia Pemberton was named the 16th president of the school and started July 1st. Located up in Lewiston, Lewis Clark bills itself as a public school that has the feel and the quality of a private college. The school is celebrating its 125th anniversary. And as we continue our talks with the new leaders at Idaho's higher education institutions, Dr. Pemberton is joining me by phone. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So you just took over the helm from President Tony Fernandez, who was president for 8 years. I know you're not that far into the job at this point, but how is your transition going?
The transition is going absolutely terrific. I'm meeting lots of people. I have been able to be out in the community. I have been able to walk about campus and interact with faculty and staff already, so it's going very well. Thank you.
And tell me a little bit about your background for people who may not be familiar with you.
Well, interestingly, most of my professional adult life has actually been lived in Idaho. I spent 14 years at Idaho State University and served in a variety of capacities there. Then also I had some time in North Dakota and then Colorado most recently, and now find myself being able to come back to a home of choice and return to Idaho here at LC.
And that's got to be nice to know a state and an area that you're, you know, that here you are president of a university. But probably I would say not coming in as cold as if you had never lived in Idaho, correct?
That's absolutely correct. I think my familiarity with the state is helpful. I think my love of the Mountain West is important in terms of quality of life choice, and absolutely having some sense of the citizen demographics as well as the student demographics in the state and our state goals in terms of education. Those are all important background pieces.
And let's have some real talk here. Idaho is not known for having female college presidents. I know the University of Idaho has had one. What is it like for you, and are you excited to be in a role that, frankly, has been male-dominated in our state?
Well, of course I'm excited. I'm excited to serve in this role just in general. I mean, it is a wonderful opportunity. Idaho is, however, known for pioneers and explorers. And I would say that this provides an opportunity for me not only in leadership, but as a woman president in leadership in Idaho education to serve as a pioneer and an explorer and contribute to breaking new ground and hopefully supporting education opportunities for our students and citizens.
And, you know, Lewis and Clark is known for having a real mix of students on campus. I mean, you have a lot of first-generation, non-traditional students to those who enter straight out of high school. So how does, you know, that different type of diversity really help students?
Well, first of all, I want to mention my connection to that. I'm a first-gen, low-income student myself, and I wouldn't be here today if I had not attended a school where it was small enough that people knew who I was, they knew my name, they knew what my interests were, they paid attention to how I was doing, and because of that, my educational journey was successful. So my connection to the students that characterize Lewis Clark State College is very real and very personal. In terms of how that helps, that diversity, that mix, I think one of the things that's really important is that Lewis Clark is really an institution that lives its goals in terms of access and success and opportunities, and the student mix from career technical to workforce development to adult education to traditional degree seeking, that mix of different ideas, aspirations, ideals, and ways of being and living in the world, that characterizes life generally. And so our student mix really is a microcosm of the real world. And I think that that's an important distinction and makes us somewhat unique.
And, you know, I think you brought up a good point about you going to a college where faculty and staff knew who you were. They knew your name. You weren't just a number. And as we talk, as I said in the introduction to this segment, is Lewis and Clark does have a really different feel than the other state-run universities here in Idaho. Not to say that there's anything wrong with bigger universities, but it doesn't fit every student. And whenever I've been up on campus at Lewis Clark, you do feel like you're on a very small kind of liberal arts, you know, campus, something that you would relate to more with that private, small, you know, college experience. And that does play a part, I think, for certain students. Would you agree with that?
I absolutely would agree. And in fact, when I've done the walkabout and been in and out of people's offices and visited with students, it's been kind of fun. I've been a secret shopper because early on I was able to interact with students who didn't know who I was or why I was talking to them. And universally, almost without exception, students, faculty, staff, they authentically convey this sense of connection, of partnership, of in being interpersonal and committed to the education outcomes and objectives. And you're right, it is a feel of a small private school at a public school price tag. And at the same time, blending that with these hands-on options and opportunities in everything from machining and electronics and robotics, so really able to cater to, of course, traditional degree-seeking students, but also individuals who are looking at other ways to engage educational opportunity.
I'm speaking with Dr. Cynthia Pemberton, the new president of Lewis Clark State College. And I like what you said about being a secret shopper, as you would, without students knowing who you were in the very beginning and engaging with them and talking with them. Did that help shape some of the goals that you want to accomplish as president? And what are some of those goals?
Well, I think one of the reasons why I have been very concerted the last couple weeks to do a walkabout and to connect with people interpersonally is because I believe it is really important, particularly in an institution that has a strong foundation, that is ripe to be built upon, but not rested upon. That I need to know the individuals and I need to know the institution. And so, yes, the answer to your question is it has helped solidify and shape my thoughts and early conceptions about how I can be of service to continue Lewis and Clark's trajectory forward and really helping it blossom and grow, serving its diverse, three-part educational mission.
And speaking of that trajectory forward, Lewis Clark has seen a 20% growth in enrollment in the last 10 years. So how is the school absorbing that kind of increase? And, you know, do you expect to see increases like that continue?
Well, the reality is that as I've actually tried to research and look to see where capacity is full, where capacity remains, those types of things. And I think one of the ways that we have absorbed that has to do with the diversification, the CTE programming, our new tri-partnership with the city and the school to develop the CTE building, the partnerships with community, with CEL. Those types of things have allowed us to create capacity in areas of growth. And I think that that's important. We do still have, I believe, space capacity and academic capacity in the traditional programming. We've been reviewing documentation to that extent. And yeah, I think we've got a little bit of growth capacity that can remain in that arena as well. Just yesterday, I was downtown visiting with the adult education staff and talking with one of our math instructors and exploring what kinds of capacity she believed we had in growing efforts in that area. And so, yes, the plan is that we will continue to grow forward, and we will continue to do it in the composite of the three different ways that we address education at Lewis Clark.
And, you know, one of the things that's on the national stage is the cost of going to college, but also student loan debt. And yet you have the lowest tuition when we look at the Idaho's four-year public schools. So what is Lewis and Clark doing to be able to keep education affordable without having to take on, you know, mountains and mountains of debt to do that?
Well, Lewis Clark has been very clear, explicit, and direct in priding itself on access and affordability. And that's an anchor point for this institution. And so it helps to drive and guide the decisions we make. Secondly, we keep our operations lean in terms of the administrative aspects of work that needs to get done, and make sure that whenever we discuss how we'll move forward, the questions are, is it student-centered? Is it student-focused? What do our students need to be able to succeed? We have close relationships with our foundation. They've been growing scholarship efforts. I was just at a foundation meeting this last week, and clearly those efforts have been bearing fruit, and we have been growing our capacity there. We also have some very specific programs, one of which I want to share as an example is our Work Scholars Program. That is distinguished from work study. In the Work Scholars Program, students work 10 hours a week. They apply based upon academic achievement and financial need. They are sophomores and above, and they can earn $6,000, basically full tuition and a stipend, through this work. And not only do they gain skills in the job they're performing, but also opportunities to become facile in some of the employment related soft skills like attendance, accountability, teamwork, respect, those types of things that are equally important to job success moving beyond education. So, and that program started with 10 students in 2015, and I checked numbers just recently, and there we anticipate 45 students. So, in addition to making decisions as an organization that revolve around student needs and student success, we also are an institution that has been very creative and specific in creating opportunities for students to find funding support for their education, keep loans low. Additionally, one other area that we are working on moving into the coming year, we will be expanding our capacities and our supports in online learning and adult learning opportunities, including alternate hours of work and weekdays for class offerings, weekends for class offerings, evenings, those types of things. The reason being, in instances where we do have students who do need to work, we will be working to create increased opportunities for them to also continue their education.
Well, this sounds like an exciting time at Lewis Clark State College, and I want to thank you for your time today speaking with us.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. That was Dr. Cynthia Pemberton, the new president of Lewis Clark State College. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.